Hey everybody, good morning and welcome to today's show. Welcome to the Nashville Restaurant Review Show. I have my new friend here, Lee from Mad Joe Roasters. But before we talk to her, I just gotta tell everybody real quick about today's sponsor and sponsor of our shows, and they are the lifestyle apparel brand dedicated to bringing the world self-doubt. This is for the bold, the fearless, and the authentic souls who never back down. They wear all on their sleeves. Bomb your boundaries today, shopbombersandsleeves.com. And just so everybody knows too, since this is the Nashville Restaurant Review, Bombers and Sleeves are also out of Nashville. So we're trying to keep it all in the family here. So here she is. Here's today's guest, the one and only Lee, and it's Lee Soul from Mad Joe Roasters, correct?
Leah.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
There you go. So you have Mad Joe Roasters, which is a coffee bean company.
Yes.
Now, I'm guessing like coffee is a huge part of your life, a huge part of your day to want to get involved in this.
Oh, yeah. No, we have been hobbyists for a really long time, but just decided to start our own roastery here in the last, we started in September. So we are brand new to the scene here. But yeah, we've been drinking coffee and loving coffee and roasting coffee for years and years and years.
Now that's okay. So you guys are not even like 6 months old officially.
Just about, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So now I'm originally from Philadelphia. I moved here about a year and a half ago, and mm-hmm. You know, in Philadelphia, honestly, there's a couple small little coffee spots, but everybody's like, you know, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, and that's really about it. And if the small little ones spread throughout the city or suburbs. Here in Nashville, there's a lot of different home-based coffee spots. Was it something like a scary thought for you guys to want to dive into this market, especially since it is kind of busy?
I don't think so. We're located actually out in Hermitage. Where we are in our corner of town, there isn't a lot of small batch groceries operating like we are. There's plenty of coffee shops. Where you can go buy coffee, but we, you know, roast our coffee several times a week. And that's exclusively what we do. So we don't actually run a shop at all. We just sell the beans.
Now, is that something like in the future you want to get into a shop or just you want to sell beans?
Wonderful. If we could do that, yes, I actually have a commercial space where we could roast our own coffee and sell coffee drinks and, you know, we've talked about carts, we've talked about food trucks, you know, we're kind of just at right now just trying to see, you know, what people are into and what they would be interested in. And then and using that to sort of grow our business.
Were you guys thinking or planning about jumping into this like before the pandemic happened? Or was this something that you guys came up with during the pandemic?
It's a during the pandemic thing. You know, I feel like a lot of people in response to the pandemic, they, you know, found some different sorts of creative outlets. Sure. And this is definitely one of those sorts of things for us. So we both still have day jobs at the moment, but yeah, it's been really kind of a nice break to do something different, do something creative, you know, serve some people and coffee is comfort, you know?
You know, it's funny, like, all my life up until about a few years ago, like, I never drank coffee, I never liked coffee, but I loved the smell of it. Like, I could sit there and just smell bags of coffee, like, oh, but then I would go to drink it. I was like, oh, no, like, I couldn't get it. And then, like, I finally, like, forced myself to take that leap, and now, like, yeah, I'm like, okay, I don't know how a human being doesn't start their day without their coffee.
Yeah, no, it is definitely an acquired taste for a lot of people. But, you know, if somebody says, oh, I don't really like coffee, my first response is, well, have you had good coffee? You know?
That's true. That's the big difference. Mm-hmm. Now, you guys, I guess you guys get the coffee beans and then you roast them. So that's like your end of the process?
Yeah. So we buy, there's a couple of ways to obtain coffee beans. You can order them directly from growers, you know, from Africa or South America, wherever they're producing. We actually buy ours from a mid-sailer because there's, you know, issues with customs and all that kind of stuff. Sure. But they take care of that end, and then we order beans from them and they ship them to us. And then we do the roasting. So this is actually, that's my roaster right there. When I say small batch, small batch, okay? So anyway, but yeah, we order our beans and then we try them out at a variety of roast levels, determine which one we like best, and then go from there.
Do you have like coffee tasting parties?
In the house? Yeah. If we were in the middle of a pandemic, we would absolutely do that. Yeah, because we, at our home, we have probably about 12 different brewing methods at our house. So all of our coffee goes through rigorous processes. But yeah, I wish that I could invite a whole bunch of people over and, you know, let's try this one as an espresso, and let's try this one as a pour over, and let's try this one as a French press, and let's see what everybody likes.
How long does that whole, as you guys are putting this whole plan and idea and business together, like how long did that take, like trying to find the right ones that you wanted to call your own to roast?
It definitely takes, you know, several weeks, you know, from ordering the coffee itself, and then you roast it at a few different settings, and then you have to, coffee has to rest for a couple of days before you should brew it, so really some of that flavor profile that you're looking for. So then you have to roast it, then you have to let it rest, and then you have to try it in a few different ways. So it usually takes several weeks for us to really go through and choose a new variety to go with. So we'll order, you know, let's say 4 to 6 different Colombian beans, for example, and then go through that process for all of them. So right now we have 7 single origin varieties and a decaf.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have something for everyone at this point.
Did you realize how, like you're saying, 7 different decafs? Did you realize when you're getting into this, like how many different things there was involved in flavors and all that stuff?
No, absolutely not. And my husband's the one who's really taking the reins on that sort of stuff. You know, he's the one who does a lot of the research initially, and then he'll, you know, pick out what we try, and then together we determine which ones we like the best. So he's really the back behind that.
Now, how about the name Mad Joe? Where did that come from?
I have 2 beautiful daughters. Their names are Madeline and Jocelyn. So okay. Mad Joe. And then, of course, it's the pun on Cup of Joe, right?
Right.
So that's where we ended up with the name of our coffee company.
Oh, that's great. Now, yeah. do they realize there's a coffee company named after them now?
They do, but of course, both of them are coffee. Yuck. we'll see if they change the tune later.
Now, being a new business, how have you guys been getting the word of mouth out? I mean, because that's a whole other job in itself. I mean, you have the product and now getting it out there. So, how have you guys been doing it?
So we have a lot of coffee loving friends, which is really, really helpful. So a lot of our friends like to drink our coffee and they'll share it with other people and that sort of thing. So that's good. We also do a lot of work on social media. So we have our Facebook and our Instagram, where we post, you know, information regularly. And we try to do a lot of, you know, both here's how to access our coffee, and then also, you know, balance that with these are all the reasons we love coffee. Right. So we do a lot of different kinds of, you know, descriptions and you know, educational sorts of things about coffee alongside just the self-promotion as well. And then we also sell coffee at a few different kinds of venues.
Okay.
So we've been selling, we started selling coffee at the Nolansville Winter Market.
Okay.
So we're down there every Saturday. We also sell coffee at a mercantile out in Eagleville. So outside of Murfreesboro. And then we also sell coffee with Music Valley Handmade out by Opry. hotel. They're they sell a bunch of like handmade different types of things, and they have monthly flea markets. So we vend with them as well. So and then of course just directly. So if you send me a message, I'll bring you some coffee. So anyway, but yeah, that's really it. It's just a lot of legwork, honestly.
Yeah, I was going to say, so it's like, you know, not only you guys, you know, roasting the coffee, getting it all ready, packaging it, social media work, then you're out on the weekends doing farmers markets, flea markets. What was I going to say? Oh, delivering it as well.
Yeah, I ran, I did my Eagleville drop and my Murfreesboro run yesterday. And was in the car for about 4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
It's probably, you know, things like that you're going to look back on in life and you're going to laugh. Like, remember when you said just load the car up and do it? And now we have trucks taking it out for us. Oh,
the dream, right? Yeah.
So now how about that? Like, being, you mentioned husband, kids. Well, still have both have your full-time jobs. How crazy has life been now the last 6 months?
It's intense. Yeah, I mean, there's no way to describe that. I mean, it's fortunate, you know, I'm working from home right now, so there's that aspect of it. You know, I'm not commuting and that kind of stuff, so there's a whole lot of time savings and that sort of thing at this point. But I'm working all the time. That's good.
No, the interesting thing too, like that, like as I was going through things on your website and all, honestly, your prices are very reasonable. You would think, you know, here comes another coffee brand, it's gonna be sky high, and some of these like smaller coffee things, you're seeing the prices are through the roof, and then I see yours, I'm like, wow, it's not bad at all. It's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, no, that's been one of our, you know, one of our challenges but one of our goals is to have a price where somebody can go to the grocery store and buy good coffee for a price that's similar to ours. That's what we're trying to accomplish. And you know, and it's things like using a stamp instead of a sticker. When you're as small as we are, that kind of stuff makes a difference between, you know, 2 cents versus 20 cents a bag of coffee, right?
Right.
So we're trying to be smart about that aspect of it. And also, too, just selling at places like farmers markets, it's much more appealing to say you owe me $15 than you owe me $15 plus tax, right?
Right.
So we try to make our pricing all inclusive as well.
Did you guys have, like, prior business experience before going into this, or...?
Not exactly. My husband has an associate's degree in business, but you know, that was, 20 years ago. So no, this is all new for us. It was kind of funny too, because heading into this, I was watching your interview with the Daddy's Dogs guy, and both of you were talking about like starting your businesses and like knowing nothing about anything. And
right.
Right there with you guys, trying to figure it all out.
It seems that's, you know, and that's, to me, I love that even more, because, you know, especially after this pandemic and what people have gone through, you know, you jump in kind of head first and fly by the seat of your pants and see where it takes you. And sometimes it takes you up, sometimes it takes you down, but you know, at the end of the day, if you can make it a success and be happy, it's a beautiful thing.
Right. Well, and it just, you know, it was worth a shot.
Yeah.
Right. We have the time, we have the energy, we have the finance to do it. It's worth a shot. It's something that we love. It's something we're passionate about. And, you know, hopefully when people drink our coffee, they recognize, you know, how much we care about it.
Right. That is a thing now too, like, if it was me, like when I'd be in the supermarket and I see people buying coffee, I'm like, no, here's ours. Here's a card. Here, go to my website.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Now, something too, I did see on the website was you guys are only allowed to sell in Tennessee?
Correct. Yeah. Since we produce our coffee at our home.
Okay.
We are legally bound to the state.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. One of those rules. So I can give you coffee and then you can send it wherever you want, but I can only sell in the state.
Interesting. Yeah. But if you guys were not doing it in the home, then you guys could.
Yeah, so that's one of the, you know, one of the real appeals to having a commercial space would be to,
right.
to be able to you know, send coffee elsewhere.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you think to yourself, like, sometimes, like, eh, let's just do commercial space and take on the world? Or are you like, eh, let's just tackle Tennessee first?
We're sticking with Tennessee first. I mean, yeah, but we've done well. I think both of us have been quite surprised at how responsive people have been. So tackling Tennessee has been, you know, enough work in and of itself, I have to say.
You know, I think that's one thing I could say about Tennessee. The big difference, again, like being from Philadelphia and Pennsylvania and that tri-state area, I think the big difference that I've seen between the two is the people here in Tennessee, even though there's so many transplants, mm-hmm. they're just so supportive.
Yeah.
I mean, between what happened last year with the tornado and then a pandemic, people are still very supportive of each other. And even, and I've mentioned this in a few of these interviews I've done with people from the Nashville restaurant scene, you would never truly see like people in the food industry being supportive of other competitive restaurants.
Yeah.
And I see so much of it on social media and it kind of like just blows my mind because back home they would be like, no, screw you. Like, we're not going to like your post. We're not going to support you. We're not going to send nice or positive things. And here I see it all the time and it's so like heartwarming. It really yeah. is in my book.
Right. Yeah.
Now, have you guys seen that yourselves as a new business? Have people been coming out to support you like other businesses like that or?
I wouldn't say businesses necessarily. Again, we're really new to this team.
Yeah.
So I don't know that there's been a whole lot of opportunity, especially, you know, walking into market season this spring, that's when I'm really going to expect to see some of that kind of thing happening. I have to say, though, like going to the farmers markets. So we did Old Hickory Farmers Market last season. And right now we're doing Nolensville. And we've submitted our applications for a few more at this point. The other vendors at the markets are wonderful. It's so much fun to go there and like to meet other people who again just are like really passionate about whatever they're producing and really care about their products and that sort of stuff, and to just talk to them about what they're doing and how they're doing it, and you know, you have whole conversations about packaging and stuff and
sure.
And it's just so much fun to like engage in that way and do something different and meet with people who, you know, again, like I said, just really care about, you know, what they're doing.
Yeah. 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 That's gotta be, I remember like I used to do like, comic book shows and stuff like that. And that was like the fun part of doing that beside meeting people and customers and stuff like that was like the setup time. Where you're getting to meet the other vendors and find out what they're doing and you know, trade tips and secrets about your businesses and stuff like that. That's where like the real fun of that is.
Right. Yeah.
Now, how about, I mean, like doing that with the whole pandemic, I'm guessing you've seen stuff starting to rise in attendance.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, everybody seems to be doing pretty well with, you know, all the markets require masks. So all vendors mm-hmm. and participants, you know, wear masks. They are outside, which is yeah. really cool. You know, all of your booths are 10 by 10 spaces and there's some distance in between you and that kind of stuff as well. So I definitely feel like people are doing what they're supposed to be doing. It is. It's really nice. But yeah, it feels like people are doing what they're supposed to be doing, keeping their distance, wearing a mask. You know, and I always keep hand sanitizer sitting out on my table anytime I go to a market too, for myself and anybody else who wants to use it, that kind of thing. So,
right.
So compliance has not been, especially because they're open air, it's really.
Right. Open. Nice. Okay, so the coffee itself, you want to run down the brands and let everybody know what the different brand flavors you have?
Okay, so like I said, we have 7. So we're single origin, which means we pick a coffee from a specific place. We don't blend our coffees. We are working on a blend currently, but we haven't completed it yet.
Okay.
Like I said, there's so much of a process, and you got to do ratios and decide what works with what. Anyway, so we have 7 different varieties, and we have a decaf. I'm going to start with the decaf. So we have 1 decaf. It's really hard to find good decaf. I don't know if you're a decaf drinker.
No.
Okay. Good decaf is really hard to find. The one that we have is a Colombian. It's a medium. The process is not a chemical process. It's called water process decaf. So one of the issues when you drink a decaf coffee is that, like, after you drink it, you get this, like, aftertaste. It's, like, chemically, oh, I'm drinking decaf taste.
Okay.
Our coffee doesn't taste like that. It tastes like the real thing.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know, we're big decaf drinkers. You know, we like to have a nice cup of coffee at night. You know, but we're old now, so we can't drink the real stuff late. So it was very important to us to find something that we, you know, genuinely enjoy. And our customer base seems to really like it too. Especially because, like I said, it's not something that a lot of other roasters jump on to produce a decaf. But we do. And a lot of our customers are very, very excited about that. So there's that. So the seven varieties that we have, we just started our lightest roast. I'm going to go from light to dark.
Okay.
Our lightest roast is an Ethiopian. This is a brand new one. It's so new. It's not even up on my website yet.
Oh, wow.
Yes, but it is, it's actually our highest rated coffee. So, coffee is scored like wine. And you know, people taste it and they taste all the different tasting notes and they rate coffee. So this new Ethiopian we have is a true light roast. It's our highest rated coffee. It's quite delicious. I'm not a light roast coffee drinker. It's not something. So when we have one that we like, that's what we hang on to. So we're doing this one. My next lightest roast is a Panamanian coffee. It's a medium light. And it's really subtle, a little floral, but it's, again, it's a medium light. So if you're not quite into that, like, really bright, really acidic, light roast coffee, it's nice in between. I have a couple of different medium roasts as well. I have a Colombian, which is, when I think of what a cup of coffee should taste like, that's my Colombian coffee. You know, this is the coffee I want to wake up and drink in the morning at breakfast. I have a Brazilian medium coffee. The Brazilian coffee that we have is a dry roast coffee, dry processed coffee, which means that instead of washing the fruit off the coffee bean, they actually let it dry in the sun. And it carries with it a sort of like fermented kind of taste because of that fruit that was left on the coffee bean. The Brazil coffee, it's really a nice coffee. It's a medium, it's mild. So if you can't deal with the acid, because a lot of people, you know, your stomach, you don't want to drink a whole lot because it's too acidic. The Brazil is really a nice coffee because it doesn't do that. It's much milder. I have a medium Guatemalan coffee. And my Guatemalan coffee is actually quite special. It is produced by a 100% woman-run co-op in Guatemala. Yeah, which is really outstanding. You know, it's very difficult for women to get into the agricultural industry down there. So the place we order coffee from specifically addresses women producers. It is a delightful coffee. It's actually probably at this point our best seller. It's called La Morena, because it has a brown sugar, sort of molasses texture to it. That's one of the finishing notes in it. So it's a very sweet, we liken it to like milk chocolate kind of flavor.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So those are my mediums. I have a medium dark, so I'm running the spectrum here. My medium dark is a Tanzanian coffee. And so, like I said, my La Morena is sort of a milk chocolate. My Tanzanian coffee is sort of a semi-sweet. right? It's got this wonderful, like, luscious chocolate flavor. So, like, if you go and get some chocolate chips, like, you're going to make chocolate cookies, that bittersweet taste.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're looking at. And then I finally, my last coffee at my truest, darkest roast is a Sumatran. And it's everything you'd expect a Sumatran to be, just bold and smooth and dark and just, you know, very, very nice. So if you're a dark coffee drinker, you know, that's always my recommendation.
As you were going through all this, I'm thinking of myself, the thing that kept popping in my head was, like, as you guys were getting ready to do this and you're going through and you're getting everything picked out, when you launched, did you just look at each other and said, like, we're really doing this? We're really going to do this.
Yeah. And I kind of feel that way just about every day. You know, running coffee tomorrow. Yesterday, I mean, I delivered close to 40 bags of coffee yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. And no, it was 30 bags of coffee yesterday. And then I'm doing an event this weekend, and I have another 40 bags of coffee going to my event this weekend. So just, you know, yeah, no, I, like I said, it's just about every single day. It's just like, holy crap, this is working. People like this. We like this. This is, you know, it's really special and fun.
That's great. That's the best part of it. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun and it's something you love. So that's a win-win. So where's the best place we should send everybody to get the coffee or to come out to buy it in person?
Well, if you want to come get some coffee tomorrow, I will be at the Music Valley Flea. That's the Music Valley event that's tomorrow. So that's right behind Opry, over by the Fiddler's Inn. There's a plaza back there. And so it was going to be an outdoor event. They have changed it into an indoor event, but of course, you know, still COVID protocol just fine. Yeah. Again, like I said, it's a flea market. So it's all handmade, you know, direct vendor items kind of stuff. So if you wanted to get some coffee from me tomorrow, that is where I will be from 10 to 4.
Okay.
If you live on my end of town, if you're in the Donaldson Hermitage, Old Hickory, Mount Juliet area, I can get you coffee anytime. I do run a South Nashville run every month. Yeah, once a month. We're also at the Nolansville Farmers Market on Saturdays. So we won't be there this Saturday because I'll be at the flea market instead. But after this Saturday, we'll be there.
Great.
Yes.
And also, too, so everybody knows, thanks to you guys, you're going to do a contest with us where we're going to launch in a little while on our Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can see it, and it's going to run for 24 hours. I guess I got to send the details over. I realize that's when I'm like, oh, I never sent that over. We're going to be giving away some coffee.
Yes, we'll be giving away some coffee.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for doing this. And one of these days, I'm going to have to come out to one of these farmers markets and meet you.
Yeah, well, and like I said, if you're you know, anywhere near Hermitage, just let me know, and we'll hook you right up.
Great. Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Thank you again. And everybody, check them out, majoroasters.com. Like them on Facebook, Instagram. Support your local businesses, especially brand new ones like this starting up. Show them some love, people.
Thank you very much for having us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And like I said, I'll send you down details over soon.
All right. Great.
Thank you.